Eula was born nearly 100 years ago, on the heels of the Great Sickness. Stories from her parents' experience with the flu and measles epidemics shaped her childhood, and she shared some of them with KYUK after the pandemic hit last year.
Those Tassak people, they hired Yupik along the Yukon River to clean those tents that have dead people in there. They dug a great big hole and bury all those bodies. Those are the stories that I used to hear about the bad sickness.
The Great Sickness happened about 30 years before Eula was born. But in a region where scholars estimate that a quarter to half of the population died, its effects were still deeply felt during Eula's lifetime. And that wasn't the end of it. A tuberculosis epidemic hit during Eula's adolescence. She had to travel out of state for treatment and ended up translating for other Yupik speakers affected by the disease. Her daughter Eva Malvich says that tells a lot about Eula's selflessness.
Her life was about service to others. She stayed behind at Takawa Indian Hospital and gave up her time so others can get treatment for TB. She stayed longer than she had to in order to translate.
Eula went into public health in McCoryuk, and eventually she got her GED. Later, she was a medical translator at the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel, where she also contributed to the first Yupik English Medical Dictionary.
She was a health aide on Nunavak Island, and I think she may have possibly been the first CNA.
That's Lydia Winters, another one of her daughters. Winters had a different biological mom, who died when she was young. But Winters said that didn't matter. Eula treated and loved all of her 9 adopted biological and stepchildren equally. Eula met her husband, Jerry David Sr., through an ad he posted looking for a bride. In the ad, he said that the woman must be willing to love 5 children as her own, and to move to McCoryuk. According to her daughter Eva, she only met him after she promised to marry him.
It was an arranged marriage. When we looked at their wedding picture, I used to wonder why they looked so uncomfortable. It was because they really didn't know each other, but over years, absolutely loved the other and provided a very safe, comforting, very welcoming home.
Jerry passed before Eula. Her children say that part of the glue of their family was the Covenant Church. Eula loved the church and was deeply educated in the Bible by Swedish Covenant missionaries in Western Alaska. Her funeral was held last Wednesday at the Covenant Church in Bethel, and Eva said that everything was perfectly planned out by Eula herself, down to her favorite hymns.
Choir, please. We'll come and sing.
The church service lasted nearly 3 hours, with many of Eula's descendants telling stories about her love for others and her sense of humor. Many of the attendees were wearing Eula's famous hand-sewn gusbucks. She frequently traveled to Anchorage to sell her furs and gusbucks, and in true Eula nature, she would return with bags of gifts.
My dad would get irritated because she had to buy for this baby and that baby and this cousin and this favorite cousin and her friend, aunt, uncle, cousin, of course, all of her kids and grandkids.
During her travels, she preferred to eat only subsistence foods.
She'd bring salmon berries, she'd bring seal oil and dried fishes. And when she comes into town, she doesn't go to the Texas Roadhouse to get a steak or somewhere to get a sushi. Her main diet's native foods.
That's why her daughter Eva says, although her death was tragic, it was meant to be. Eula died in the spring, in her favorite season for subsistence food. She died just as the herring eggs were washing up on the beaches in McCoryuk.
The beaches were covered. They were white with herring eggs.
And the seals followed the herring.
One of the things that she had craved for so long, which was seal intestine, and her daughter-in-law cooked a small portion of the seal intestine for her to eat and also provided her with a taste of the raw seal intestine. It was really nice to have her eat her last true supper and hand feed her.
After the service, there was a feast of fresh spring subsistence foods from Makoriak, like walrus, seal oil, and herring eggs. And to cap it all off, Eula's granddaughter and their Bethel-based dancing group danced for Eula's memory. Dancing had been banned by the Covenant Church for most of Eula's lifetime, but she couldn't keep from watching it. She would pass on dancing tips to her granddaughter on the sly. Her family wanted to honor and symbolically fuse her love for the Covenant Church with her appreciation for her heritage. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.